This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Good evening. It's February 25th, 2013. I'm Kathy, the co-host, and the topic is Human Transformation and a New Reality for 2013. Master Healer Teacher Ron Amatron identifies the energies of the universal consciousness shift that are affecting our minds, environment, and actions. He offers healings from source energy for a release of these controlling energies. Many of us were taught falsely by practitioners who use methods to bring us light, experiences, and explanations from the outer cosmos. Though based in truth, the teachings are not of the true light, as the light does not promote itself or teach. It only works in the now with pure heart energy. This program will inform us of detrimental unseen external forces that feast on our emotions and spirit. While many sensitive people and practitioners are aware of shifting energies since mid to end of 2012 and are witness to peculiar changes in nature, the sky, and in others' behavior, they may have no explanation about it or just accept it as a new reality. Ron explains where these energies come from and how they can change the world as we know it. Ron offers real solutions that offer relief. Before we start on our topic, Ron will activate the light being, the drawing face that's on his host page, and clear us of the 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal. Over to you, Ron, for the light being activation.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light scene on host page of Contact Talk Radio. Or if you're on the website, creationlightship.com, it's there also. Just bring up the light beam. Bring in the energy of light into the light beam, and you're going to be able to see one of the light beams from the light ship, source energy, come into that light beam, and it will change colors, become more three-dimensional, and be there to help you. So here we go. And they bring in peace energy. Most people are used to having things, remember, when you go to churches or whatever you go to or doing your spiritual practices, you always try to ask for a favor. Well, the energy strictly bring in peace to you. So here we go. Unless you're doing a clearing on the website that we have, then they'll actually be working at least the densities like Jesus did 2,000 years ago out of your body or ascension. Other than that, they really can't do anything for you. They're not going to bring you money or gifts or anything else, because they don't do that. They're just here to clear off the densities inside of your physical body for ascension. So here we go. Light being, it should be getting activated now. I'll count to 10 to energize it more. So stronger, and also use the word stronger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and stronger, 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 and stronger. That looks pretty good to me. Feels pretty good. So, this show is going to be about the beliefs that you've been taught in this lifetime and probably through all of your other lifetimes of certain energies, which I call the light of the darkness. The light does not have any format, doesn't give you anything to hook up to, connect to pray to. to meditate to worship or anything like this, because the light is in the now. It doesn't have any history. It doesn't have any way for you to really understand it, because you have your spirit with you, which means that what you've been taught in this lifetime, as you start realizing it more and more, that you've been lied to, and you've been heading down the wrong path of ascension, and ascension to yourself out of here. And there are people teaching ascension, but they're still stuck here also. It's kind of, for me, a big joke, because how can somebody write books on ascension or talk about it when they've been here for thousands and thousands of years? Well, hello. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, and we'll talk about maybe the Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual hierarchy, Galactic Federation. There's a system out there where you get abducted onto spaceships, alien ships, called the MAP program, Medical Assistance, I think, program or practice. And that's put on by the Great White Brotherhood, the Ascended Masters. And all these are darkness energies by the aliens with a nice glittery name on them, making you want to worship and adore them. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. I'd like to greet the listeners in the chat room and ask you also to read the post by our friendly moderator, who offers helpful links to Ron's host page, his main website, creationlightship.com, and other pertinent information relating to this program. So, Ron, back over to you for the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode removal. Thank you.
Yes, so this clearing is very good for everybody. This you can do on yourself. It's clearing on the website, creationlightship.com. And this is used to get rid of the energies that have baffled you and brought you into the false light, so you wouldn't know what light was at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. And remember, the darkness knew that this was coming, and they wanted to take everybody sideways again to the dark side universe. Is at ascension time. That's why you're still here. This is a good clearing to do for yourself and others. So here we go. I'll intend to help you out, and you may feel yourself getting a little bit lighter, which means that the darkness is being taken out of you. And I can't get rid of all of it naturally, but this will help you a little bit here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The reason why I count is because I have to command the energy. I have to command the energy verbally to have anything happen. If you do it mentally, then you're in the mental realm, then you're in darkness. So there's no need to even talk about that, because you're already stuck in darkness here, and your thoughts are controlling you. And if you think of thoughts, your thoughts that are inside of your head, they're not out loud, are they? Oh, what does that mean to you? The thoughts are darkness communicating to you in your mind, which is darkness energies, acting to your mind. It used to be in your heart. Your mind used to be in your heart, and they moved it up to your head. This is all the alien agenda to hold people here in their karmic wheel of life, knowing that you need to do better in each lifetime to get out of here, or to understand your true spiritual path, your true awakening, who you really are. And, you know, your karma is basically what you're dealing with here, which is your stored judgment inside of your body. That brings the karma to you. And then the planets and the stars out there activate that more fully in you, and that's your life path. Isn't that nice? So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for the peace energy from the activated lightning, Ron. It feels really serene now. And also for the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode removal, which is a free clearing that Ron offers on his website under sample clearings. And it's very good to check those sample clearings out. There's many free ones there that you can use every day. And, of course, the light being energy you can have all day, anytime, especially when you're feeling a little bit unsettled or disturbed. So regarding what you were talking about, Ron, the karmic wheel, how are humans transforming? Are we becoming more enlightened and multidimensional since the so-called universal consciousness shift?
Yeah, that's a good one. The people have been transcending, we'll say, getting out of here, going into the land of darkness. That's what happened in December 21st, we'll say 20th, 21st, 22nd of 2012. And that was the big shift alien timeline to get people out of here. So most people did ascend, did leave into a higher consciousness of darkness, and they're no longer here. That's why there's clone replicas here all the time now. So look at people, if they're acting strange, not having a great memory, that's because those programs are not installed in the clones yet. But basically, true light, there's no such thing. What we're talking about here is darkness energies, about how you have to evolve yourself, evolve your spirit, evolve yourself. You're here to do lessons, which is all based on your karma, which is the judgments inside of your body. So you're being set up each lifetime. It gets worse and worse. You can never get out of here because you haven't cleaned your body out. So remember, each time you have a thought, that's stored inside of you, and the thought is darkness. It doesn't matter if it's a good thought or not. You can think, well, is the thought of having a piece of chocolate cake with ice cream good? Well, it's still a thought. It's being stored inside of you. And if you have a judgment on that, then automatically that'll activate in you sometime in your life. And you don't know how it's going to affect some of your body organs. Remember, thoughts are things, and these things become manifested into the physical, and that's why you die. Oh, is ice cream, and cake good? Well, it could eventually work against you, we'll say, kind of going a long way around here in situations inside of your life. So all the thoughts get stored inside of you, and then all of a sudden, at some point, one of those thoughts from your great ancestors out there and their belief system is going to kill you. Every lifetime that you have, that the body is born, recreated, it has a stored energy from your ancestors, and that's your karma. Hopefully that's perfectly clear to everybody. So your karma is not something that you wake up one day and you go, wow, I got this karma here. Well, it's always with you. It's activated by other people and maybe seeing things physically. And when those things get activated, then you're on this karmic wheel. And the karmic wheel then is your life path. So are you on your life path? Well, hard to say. More than likely you are. You're forced onto it because the aliens want to control you. Look up in the clouds every night, in the stars, and look at the ship clouds controlling you, the flat bottom clouds. That's another media out there that can medium that can control you. You have the planets and stars. You know, open up any newspaper; it'll tell you how they're controlling you. Well, how can the star control you? Once you start to realize what's going on, they're controlling you through your DNA. DNA gets activated. You're robotically controlled. I repeat that: you are a robot. In a sense, robotically controlled by something outside of yourself. And they're causing you to do different things. You also have entities here, emotional bodies of people who've died, who now like have a body to live in. They'll come into you also and control you. The whole thing with karma is that's the setup of the aliens. True light that does not ever exist because the light only works in the now. And the most unfortunate thing with the karma, I'll go a little sideways here. Look at all these poor readers out there, okay? You go to a spiritual reader, and they tell you about your life. Is the darkness really going to want them to do that for you? Because remember, they put everything in place. Your whole scene of your life is in your horoscope, in your natal chart, okay? If you have somebody who can really read that, in more of the advanced stages, so they can really get down to the nitty-gritty of you, they can tell you what happened to you every year of your life. A regular reader will just see what they see in your auric field. Well, all that energy is around you, and that's what they're reading. Now, is the darkness going to like that reader? So if your reader out there, you're going to probably say, oh, man, I'm protected. I bring in the green light, the purple light, the red light, whatever light they want to bring around their body, the golden light. It's just names that people give to something because you are taught that this light's going to protect you. Believe me, it doesn't do anything. Light of flame is another one. That's another alien energy that's brought here. Going to give you some type of protection. Well, as much as the aliens want to honor that protection and that belief system, but typically the answer is no. So, trying to bring white light into you and anything else, anything that you bring inside of yourself from the external coming into you is going to be darkness because you already have your own spirit inside of you. So, if you were listening to me right now, and you were to go back 2,000 years ago, and you happen to be one of those fortunate people who heard Jesus, it would be the same situation, the same vocabulary being taught to you. Don't go outside of yourself. So, switching gears again, what's going to happen to those poor readers that are destroying the alien plan for you in your DNA? Is the aliens going to like that reader? Probably not. Are they going to get ill, have problems in their life? More than likely. Because the darkness doesn't like what they're doing, and the darkness kills and gets rid of the ground crew. So if you know of anybody who has done healings before, readers, and they're getting a little bit older, maybe over 50, and they start having problems, conditions in their life happening, the body's breaking down, guess what? That's because they use their free will, free choice to connect to the alien agenda to do readings, and the aliens don't want you around, and they're being taken out. So if you know of anybody like that, just take note and tell them, if you know anybody younger, say, don't do any readings for people. Don't do any healings, because when you get older, you're going to suffer those consequences. So the whole thing is, we're talking about the Great White Brotherhood. That's one of the spiritual hierarchies here. The hierarchy is from the Galactic Federation, and you could use Galactic Federation of Light, and maybe next time they want to change that and use more light. So the whole process is, the aliens out there are under a spiritual hierarchy. Really, it's just mind control energies. As above, so below. So they're being controlled also. But they brought forth all these masters and teachers that are invisible. And they may have been here once upon a time from true light to help people out, and they left. And then the darkness took those energies and made them real so that they keep living. It's like the energy of Jesus. When he was here on the planet living, whatever he did from source energy was working. When he left, when he got killed by the Galactic Federation, then of light, I'll use that term there, then he was no longer here. And when he was no longer here, then all of a sudden, all those healings stopped. But what did the alien agenda continue on with? They just said he's still here doing healing. So most people believe that when they go to a church or they pray to Jesus, that Jesus is there to help them. No. Remember, no energy wants to ever be courted. So how could you be connecting to something that is not here? Unless it is of darkness, it won't be of light. And if it is of darkness, what is the darkness doing to you? How are you being affected by this here? And you have a healing? Of course, the darkness heals very nicely and can heal actually quicker than true light, because it gave you your problem. Light only works in the now. The darkness has a history, so they can just go right through your history and do a healing on you. If they want to have you a spokesperson of some church or something, or God saved me, Jesus saved me, I had this wonderful healing, and now you're promoting whatever church this happened to or went into that you were there and everything else, and they're just using you as a spokesperson for darkness. Remember, the light only works in the now. Once you start to understand what I'm talking about here, and you start connecting a few of your dots, remember, it'll probably take about 10 shows to finally really catch on to what I'm talking about, because you have to go through your whole belief system, which means that you have to have the understanding that you have been lied to. So that's very hard for some people to take that understanding, because they go, wow, you mean I wasted my whole life? I wasted, you know, maybe 25 years in the New Age movement, going to churches or a church, believing that God is good. Actually, God killed my dog and my cat. It got run over, but that's good. That's a great thing. That must have been the karma for that poor dog to get hit by the car. And did God really care about my dog or cat? Well, if it would have, it wouldn't have been killed that way. But aside from that, you understand what I'm talking about. So churches believe in different things about the aliens under the name of God. Remember, how many gods are out there? Didn't Jesus say that ye are gods? Well, get a clue. So everything out there that has a consciousness that thinks can be a god energy. Oh, and that's controlled by aliens through your DNA. The first thing that you have to realize is that you have been lied to through this lifetime, and all your other lives here, is if you weren't, you would not be listening to me. That's the first thing. You are only listening because you are here right now. Not that you really want to believe what I'm talking about, but you're listening because you have not did the ascension. So how many ascensions have you missed? Been here for 50,000 years. It happens every 2,000 years. So that means you missed 25 of them by false teachings, false prophets, false energies. And so that's your belief system. And it's hard to get rid of that belief after 50,000 years. And that's the whole process is, what do you really believe? Your spirit has all your answers. That's why I say, all you need is one book with one page, and that will say, go within. And everything else that you have in your metaphysical library is going to be keywords and different things to connect you to the darkness, get you into mind energy so you can think your way into more darkness. So back to you, Kathy. And we can talk, I'll just talk about the Great White Brotherhood, the Master. So what we're going to do is a release here of, let's see, it's one of the big ones I guess people use is Archangel Michael. So this is the light of the darkness, Archangel Michael. And this energy strictly is there to control you. A lot of people like using it because they think it's a very strong energy. And it is in darkness. It's a very strong energy. We're going to take that energy away from you right now so you can actually feel some relief. I'll count to five to do this. So Archangel Michael, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, that's released. And we'll do Archangel Metatron, that's a big buzzword too now. Each of that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's do Archangel Melchizedek, that's another one, Melchizedek order. Boy, 1, this is a little stronger, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A lot of you out there must have really been hooked into that one. Let's do Archangel Raphael. That's one that people use a lot. He's in this energy. These are all light of the darkness creations of the aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released. And naturally, we have Mother Mary. Here we go. Mother Mary's energy being released from you. Light of the darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is the false light, okay? These energies were here once upon a time, and once they leave, they're gone. Darkness keeps them moving throughout time to abduct people, to control people, take your energy, and to steal your spirit. And let's do energy naturally of Jesus. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's part of the spiritual hierarchy created by the aliens and the Galactic Federation, the Great White Brotherhood. Now we have a program that's out there, which is the MAP system, M-A-P, of the spiritual hierarchy. This is a medical assistance team. I think it could be controlled by the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, Andromedans, whatever. There's alien racers out there that you get abducted onto their hopeful medical ship so they can put in more implants into you and stuff, but In the healing process, they could actually help you. But then, what are you hooked up to? Here we go. Getting rid of these energies here. So the MAP system, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is where people get abducted a lot into. And I call it that, but that's where you're going to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, my face is really hot. It's flush. It's probably due to the clearings you just did of the light of the darkness masters who used to be of true light but were then copied by the light of the dark.
Well, let's do a clearing here. This is on the website here. It's a free clearing. It's the Galactic Federation clearing. And this clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. And also, you have unlimited after that to get rid of the, or to help to get rid of. I can't say everything is 100% because it's not. You never know what the aliens are going to do next to you. But this is a clearing to help to get you disconnected from the Galactic Federation energies. So, and you probably have known people or heard about people naturally who do these clearings. We'll talk about speaking in tongues next here. So here we go. This is a sample of this clearing. It's on the website. It's free. Go on to it. It's under Alien Attack Removal on the left-hand side. And the other clearings that are free are on the upper top of the left side. And it'll say, I think, free sample clearings or something like that with a drop-down box. So here we go. Galactic Federation clearing. So 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll talk about the aliens, how they come to some healing practitioners. Remember, these people normally do healings. And you may have heard practitioners, lecturers, speakers speaking in tongues. They're going to say, oh, we got this divine message for you here. And I'm channeling, some type of being out there. And his name is Freddy. And Freddy is from the cosmos and the far universe out there. And Freddy's going to come through now and speak this language to you. And they start talking in gibberish, alien language, for probably maybe a minute or two. It could even be singing a song to you. Who knows? What are they telling you? They're probably telling you how you're going to be all rounded up, put into camps, become human food in cans, etc., and other things like that. And people are there because it sounds so nice, because normally these people could be very good-looking people, have high credentials, possibly. And they're known as this person who speaks of light. They got this light energy coming through them here in this alien language. Well, boy, watch out. You know, like I tell you off and on, run, don't walk away from these people, because you don't know what they're saying and how they're going to hook you up. And I've been in a couple of these situations, and all of a sudden you feel this energy of octopus energies coming down from the ceiling, spider energies hooking up people, and they get mesmerized. Then they also put you through a guided meditation, and who knows what they're doing with you at that point. So very, very dangerous. I can tell you a story about a lady that I knew. In fact, I knew of a couple of people. They went to one of these speakers of light who does this alien language stuff. And this one lady became very dysfunctional. And so what she had to do is she had to get a little piece of paper, woke up in the morning, and write on it, go to the kitchen. And then she had another piece of paper that she had pull out. And after she got into the kitchen, it would say, turn on the faucet and then make your coffee. She lived with Postums. So that was her best thing in her life, was the Postums telling her what to do. That's how mind-controlled she was. She had no way to do anything. She's completely dysfunctional. And after seeing this lady at one of my workshops, she met another lady who went to the same workshop that she went to about 10 years prior, where this practitioner speaking an ET language was. This happens to be a lady in New York, and I won't say the name of the practitioner, but they went to this workshop, and this lady was also dysfunctional, same patterns as the other one. So what happened to them? They just got hooked up to darkness. Lady speaking in ET languages, hooked them right up, and that's how they were living their life. Very, very sad. So that's kind of the way life is here. As you start following people, understanding things, start understanding that probably more hooked up than you thought. And also, if you are feeling that way, then do some clearing. Get your spirit proactive with you. Your spirit needs to be told what to do to help you. But you need to get the spirit cleaned off first, because it's also indoctrinated. This is why the Light of the Darkness does a past life review when you die. Go through that white light tunnel of darkness. They wouldn't call it anything else but a white light tunnel, naturally, because you want to have a white light tunnel to go through when you die. So if you're told you're going to be going to aliens and going through all the processes to be forced into reincarnation, you probably wouldn't like that too much. But the white light tunnel does sound much better. So you go through that. Your spirit has to be decontaminated, get all the emotions taken away from it when you die, so you can come back in again fully charged up like a brand new little battery and live a life so they can steal more energy off of you according to your thoughts. Remember, your thoughts create things, and the thoughts create emotions, and those emotions are what they live on. So if they don't have any spirit energy attached to them, then you're no longer useful and you die. And they kill you. So, back to you, Kathy. Okay, I'm not hearing Kathy, so let's continue on here. So we're going to do a clearing here for everybody out there. And the clearing could be of your choice. You need to think of something that you would like to maybe get rid of as far as a physical condition. And your spirit will help you. So you have to command your spirit to help you clear this away from you. And all I can do is help to empower your spirit, bringing the light into you to help your spirit have more energy. Remember, light is the same. Light is light. I'm not bringing anything to you, to cord you, to connect to you, just enhancing your spirit energy from source energy. That's all that I can do. So here we go. One, give your physical condition. We'll see if we can release some energy from that to make you feel better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thanks so much for that clearing. So you're talking about how the practitioners who are seem so loving, they are loving, and everything seems so important, and yet the books, mind energy, meditations, laying on of hands, the psychic seers, all kinds of channeling, including that ET language you mentioned, is from the dark side of the light practitioners, correct?
See, what happened was, initially, which nobody can probably remember, this planet was of 100% light, and what was on here was from light 100%. Then the darkness came in and created the light of the darkness. And the Bible kind of talks about that. I'm not a Bible person at all, but remember, you have the tree of knowledge, okay? Don't partake of the fruits of the tree of knowledge, something like that, which means that you're judging the light. So as you judge the light, then you bring in judgment, you bring in darkness, because the light is free will, free choice. So when you start judging that, then what do? You're taking that away from you. And that's how the aliens came in back to you. And since the light does not have emotions, darkness gave emotion so you can feel better. You feel warm and fuzzy. You feel great, you know. You feel happy. And the opposite, you feel, you know, sad, angry, stressed. Okay, that's what they gave you. They live off of that. So they gave you this mind energy that controls your DNA. And at that point, all of a sudden, you're on this roller coaster ride of karma. So all this energy that you're looking at and dealing with is darkness. The only true light that you ever have is inside of you. You cannot bring in more light to yourself. Anybody who does that is a fool, as you are bringing in something outside of yourself that's darkness, and you don't want to become a fool. And I guess it'd be better to be ignorant, because that way you don't know. But you understand that when you pray for something outside of yourself, sometimes somebody, then all of a sudden you're going to have troubles, and it will catch up with you at some point. And you don't want to do that. You want to just go to your own spirit inside. The teachings or in true spirituality, there's nothing there. You know, you're not evolving. Here you're evolving because you got stuck in the darkness. In true life, there's no such thing as spiritual evolvement, having your spirit, your soul learn more. No such thing. It doesn't exist. Oh, what are you people doing out there? How come you're so trapped in darkness? What's your belief system? Who do you listen to? Where do you go to? What are you accorded to? What organization do you belong to that does meditations to take you into the beyond or to trap you more into darkness? Which church do you go to where you start praying outside of yourself to some false energy in the name of God, which whatever that would be? And how many gods are out there? The Hindus have lots of gods, okay? everybody prays to something. Even Indians, North American Indians, will pray to different gods out there, sun gods, etc., on this northern hemisphere. So there's a lot of things out there that people pray to connect them to darkness. And why do they do that? Because they're taught. They're just running a belief system through the ancestors, and that gets activated in each lifetime. And each lifetime, it gets worse. So the whole thing is, get rid of all that stuff. Don't even go there. Go to your spirit inside of yourself. That's where source energy is. Unless you want to be hooked up into darkness. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that sounds like there's a lot of different versions of Jesus, of religions. And the thing is, it might feel good at first, but the danger is we don't really know what we're connecting to and what kind of alien energy we are really hooking into. We just really don't know. And Ron, you do get a lot of letters. You posted one of the letters from a listener named Ed, who wrote about the free clearing you had offered on one of your other ongoing radio programs, the one you just mentioned here, the Galactic Federation's affiliation clearing, which is on the left side of your website, creationlightship.com. And I wanted to point that out because you put it on your blog, on your host page, and it would be a good thing for some of the those of us who want to be free of these false teachings and the energies that were that you cleared just a little while ago, the Ascended Masters, that we are getting hooked into those, the article says. We're hooked up, and that's what caused a lot of our abductions. And the article that Ed wrote explains why that Galactic Federation affiliation clearing is so very important. And so we appreciate you making that free for us at this time. So, Ron, maybe we could use a clearing for our emotions over what you've just been discussing, how we've been misled and we believed it, and perhaps our spirit was, we feel a little betrayed now or a little bit angry if we're being lied to.
Sure, let's do a clearing for betraying your own spirit. That's what you're actually doing. You're betraying the source energy in you, that is your spirit, because you're not connecting to energies that you think are more powerful than you are. Remember, nothing is outside of yourself. There is no such thing as your higher self. So take that right out of your vocabulary. That's another way to entrap you. Thinking that something outside of yourself is above your head, 6 inches or 50 feet or whatever, and it's there kind of looking down at you, thinking, boy, what a poor soul you are, you know? Well, everything is with you. Nothing is ever outside of yourself. And there's all different types of teachings out there that will tell you every which way from Sunday. But the whole thing is, you are it. So here we go. This is how you have betrayed your own spirit, and we'll take that energy of guilt away from you as much as we can right now, as this is what you have done willingly. You know, you have to do it willingly. Just think of the people who are out there asking Archangel Michael to find themselves a parking place. They're using the aliens to bring people into their car to move so you can get in there. That's force of will. That's darkness. So here we go. That's one of the New Age things there. You know, finding your own parking space by adding some energy outside of yourself to move somebody else out of your spot that you want to get into. That's darkness energies. That's mind control. And you're doing mind control on people. So this is a clearing now to help you to release what you feel is guilt, how you betrayed your spirit by not connecting to it, by having darkness take you on the path of darkness, thinking that you're being enlightened. So here we go. Veil clearing for spirit. One, two, it's taking the guilt off of it because you gave your spirit guilt. And your guilt is going on to your spirit. Whatever you're thinking is going on to it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I will repeat that. Remember, when you have guilt, your spirit collects that guilt. Okay? Whatever you think is just being contaminated, is contaminating your spirit. So we'll take the guilt off that you have now, because you may have finally realized that you bought the wrong system. Now in the path of darkness, and you want to get yourself out of it. Well, you gave your spirit all these darkness energies. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do a clearing, which we call the Dark Side Practitioner Clearing. This is a sample of that. And this is for those practitioners that you listened to, did meditations with, who led you down the path of darkness. Ministers, whatever is out there, books that you have read on spirituality, these are all Dark Side Practitioners. Because remember, if they wrote a book, like I said, all they need is one page in that book, go within. That's the whole process here. So here we go. This is a Dark Side Practitioner clearing. So you can think of somebody that you have read, connected to. Maybe they led you through wonderful meditations and your life went to hell in a handbasket after that. You don't know what's happened to you and you think that God is good. Remember, God killed your dog, your cat by running, having to run over by a car. That's great, huh, right? God loved that. And that's how God really loves you. So here we go. Think of that practitioner. 1, 2, 3, release this energy from you. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you could probably have a couple hundred of these people around you telling you what to do, how to get hooked up into darkness in the name of light, in the name of divinity. This is a clearing on the website. It's Dark Side Mind Control Transmission, and that's a good clearing to do, and it deals with people that you can put their name in. And what it does, the light doesn't do anything to that person. It'll give them more light if they're willing to accept it. But it'll disconnect you from that particular energy of darkness that is still trying to control you. Remember, you're living your past. So if you went to church and you did some kind of prayer to Jesus or to God or whatever when you were 8 years of age, that prayer is still active. You're still living that time right now. Even if you're, 70 years of age, it's still with you. You want to clear these energies off of you. That's why you're still here. Remember, you're only here because you have false teachings. And all these lifetimes that you've had, you never told the truth or never believed the truth. And what you did believe that sounded good, which had some kind of emotional intent to it, which the light does not give you, you don't have any emotions in light. So you just ask and, energy come to you if you can do that with your spirit, and it depends how cluttered up you are with all these judgments. So this is why we're doing clearing to help you out. So you have to clean out your body for ascension and think your way out of this. People are not going to always ascend together. That's a false teaching of the darkness. People think that we're all shifting into a higher consciousness. Yeah, you're going into a higher consciousness of darkness and being cloned out, etc. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you mentioned your clearing, Dark Side Mind Control Transmissions. It includes aliens and human practitioners. So that would include a lot of the people that we listened to in our past, such as perhaps spiritual centers, churches, ministers, people who did healing modalities that are connecting us to outside our body, for example. How about emails we get to promote books and other kinds of teachings? Would that be included as well?
As long as you put the name down, yes. Because remember, the light, you can't just say, oh, light, help me. I want everything cleaned out. It doesn't work that way. It only works in the now. So when you bring up your particular now, it can work on that. But your now is what you're bringing up as far as our Reverend, say, Sally James or something, right? And she did a baptism on me, or maybe she did a meditation. And, I felt a little strange afterwards, but it was kind of okay. And maybe you saw some scary things. Maybe you went down and into some kind of energies that were not very nice to you. Maybe you have some bad dreams because of that. Well, all this is what they brought on you because you're willing to partake in that fruit. Remember, don't partake of the fruit from the tree, okay, of knowledge. So you did that. And you willingly took your spirit energy and now are giving it to the aliens out there to live off of, to back yourself up. So that clearing is designed to get rid of energies away from you. Just start with the ones that you know of, most current ones, and just kind of work your way back until you start feeling yourself getting better. And you'll start to know more and more of who you are as you do more clearings. And you're getting back into source energy rather than mind control patterns from your horoscope. Just look at any newspaper, it's there. You're going to see how the energies are controlling you. And that's all darkness. Remember, in true light, free will, free choice. In darkness, you have the planets, the stars, everything else controlling you, your horoscope, the aliens, the ship clouds that are flat bottom out there. Look up in the sky and you see a flat bottom cloud. That's an alien ship. What are they doing? Hello, people. Get a clue. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah. I've seen them too, the ships. Ron, your dark side mind control transmission clearing teams, like a very useful, very important, very needed clearing, and I appreciate the recommendation. I'm going to tell listeners where to find it. You have it, it's very easy to find on your website. It's under recommended healings on the far left side, and it's called dark mind control. You click on that, hit go, and it will take you to the page where you can order the clearing, dark side mind control transmissions. And it has a little bit of directions here, and it's kind of impressive. It says, after completing this healing for the first time, please make sure you repeat the entire healing 4 more times because this healing deals with a lot of energy. And then you also strongly suggest that people register for the unlimited version as well so they can do it every day. So that's how strong the energies are coming in. So we really appreciate the samples of the examples of the kinds of mind control energies that are sent to us. Now, can it be also our parents included in people who are sending us mind control transmissions and our employers and people like that?
I'll give you anybody who thinks of you is sending that energy to you. So whether it's a good energy or bad energy, it doesn't make any difference. It's still energy, and you should not have anything sent to you. The worst thing is prayer circles or people who do meditations, and they put somebody in there, and they go, oh, please pray for me. I have a broken foot or something. Well, oh, you're being hooked up to the aliens. So that's the whole thing is you don't want to be connected to anything because it will eventually connect to you stronger and stronger, and you're giving your permission to do that. So you want to get out of that situation, want to get this off. If you're not giving your permission, then they're using their force of will to help you or to harm you. They may think you're helping you, but they're harming you. They're giving you a psychic attack. You have to look at this, you know, from the outside of your belief system. Remember, your belief system is what you're using to validate what I'm talking about here. And it depends how much stuck you are in your belief system. If you listen to me and you only think, well, he's only like 1% right, that means that you got a belief system that's going to be more in darkness. And as you start listening more and more, that 1% might come to 2%. And then after you hear maybe 10 shows or more, you're going to say, wow, this does sound pretty much correct. You know, why am I going outside of myself? Why am I doing all these things to myself? Why am I harming my spirit? Why am I definitely killing my body up? Because I'm taught this, and I'm just following the path of darkness like sheeple, and people who you think are more spiritual than you are leading you down this dark path, and that's the alien agenda. And they could even be a shapeshifter in their body. They could be a true alien looking like a physical person. And so that's another scary thing. That could be on another show. But you have to realize that, you know, you are it. Nothing outside of yourself is going to save you but you, your spirit. Your spirit has source energy with it. Source energy is never outside of yourself, and you cannot go to source energy anyway, so you have it. So back to you, Kathy. I think we could probably start to wrap up the show here. So I'll just say thank you.
Yeah, we've got...
We did a lot covering here. Just, you know, be aware of anything outside of yourself. Be suspicious of that. And as you start listening to maybe your minister, other practitioners, other people talking, see what they're talking about. Take a little note check here, you know. And remember, the light is free will, free choice. There's no controlling medium there. So when you hear somebody talking about, well, today your horoscope's going to be this, right away you're going to say, ah, they're telling me about the darkness that's trying to control me. It's not that this is a good thing. Oh, this is my great karma happening to me. No, this is all darkness. You need to get back into your spirit energy, which is free will, free choice. Then your body will start to heal. Otherwise, you're taking in the energies of darkness into you, and you're killing your body. Okay, so I'll wrap it up. Thank you, everybody. See our next show next Wednesday. So I'll turn it over to Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you very much for those tremendous healings of the Galactic Federation energies, the alien energies, the emotional healings. And I want to remind everybody to check Ron's host page and blog for the article from Ed and how to get the free healings from his website. Thank you to all participants and our host, Ron Amatron. On our next program, we will further discuss other aspects of Ron's mission to help us ascend into the true light. Ron can do these healings because he's from source energy and not limited like we are by the earthly temporal time. So we'll see you next week on Contact Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
You have been listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron Amatron is a true master, teacher, healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcasts. Learn more about Ron Amatron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.